At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
And TGIF, Friday, August 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Do not send me any links or videos during the show from 9 to noon. Text message, your comments only. Links after the show, no problem, 12 noon. Text me away. One thing I do want to mention today's show, being that this is Friday, after the Tuesday primary election, all of our supported candidates will obviously not be on the show today. Throughout the show, I am going to reach out to them and see if they're interested in coming on and thanking you guys. I know they all do. But some of them, the pain of the campaign is still fresh. And honestly, I don't know if I actually even want them on the show. The raw emotion of losing a major campaign, one that's two actually that are very, well, I would actually maybe even say four. U.S. Senate race, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, that woman put tens of thousands of miles on her vehicle. She crisscrossed the state, 79 counties out of 83. She probably ate more rubber chicken than anybody out there on the campaign trail. She gave speeches across the entire state. She got counties to endorse her. She came in second place. She did beat Justin Amash and Sandy Pensler, who spent $3.3 million of his own money on TV. If he had given that to Sherry, she probably would have defeated Rogers. Rodgers has a ton of baggage, and Elisa Slotkin is already going after that baggage. Elisa Slotkin will be the next U.S. Senator. Unless the turnout is so big on the Republican side, the red wave, everybody basically votes straight Republican Party ticket in November, that's the only chance with Donald Trump's coattails does Mike Rogers ever get sworn in as a U.S. Senator. We'll have to wait and see. Josh Saul running for Congress against Jack Bergman. It was a typical David versus Goliath. Well, this time the giant won. He gave up his job. He tapped into his own savings account. And it was brutal. Of course, the other two, Neil Friske losing and Todd Smallenberg losing to Cam Cavett. It's painful for all of us. I had a listener, I'm not going to say name or where, she called me and she was crying, literally crying, after Wednesday morning show. They all lost and she was crying hysterically. And I told her, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Politics is a rough game. It takes a lot of money. And they proved it in this campaign. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
A veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. We're going to have a history lesson, a full hour with Pastor Tedfield from 10 to 11. His topic for today, God's divine providence according to Abraham Lincoln. And I think it's very appropriate for today's show, something that we'll repeat all weekend long, giving us something to think about from our 16th president 150 years ago, whatever it is that the date was of this speech. Interesting topic for hour number two. After the show today, I'm going to be setting up our radio station's banner over at the boat races in Indian River. Going to be meeting with Dave Umbarger and some folks there from the boat races at 3 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We will be parting in Indian River tomorrow afternoon. Looking forward to the invitation. We will be parting at a private home there on the river. We're excited. I don't want to give out names and addresses and have 150 people show up uninvited to attend the party. But thank you, Janet Vance, John Vance, for getting us the invitation. Vicky and I are looking forward to a little bit of relaxation and actually seeing the boat races, folks, for the very first time. The radio station is a sponsor. We're going to be in the program this year. I believe it's a half-page ad to get people to listen to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. We're excited. Going to be driving over there this afternoon, setting up the banner. By the way, I've got a new banner stand, a thicker, bigger, more heavy-duty one. The previous stand did not stand up to the winds for the fireworks there in Devo Beach, Indian River. Major storm blew through. Thank God Bob Kramer and the folks were able to save the banner at least, but it absolutely destroyed the stand. I had it weighted down with these 5 gallon, probably 2 or 3 gallon, maybe, probably 2 gallon, I'm not really sure. These rubberized bags that you fill up and you put the plug in, you screw it in, and they turn into big rubberized water bags is what they are. Velcro strapped them onto the stand. Well, the bags held, but the stand didn't. It got destroyed. So we got it replaced, and we're going to be setting that up today over at Indian River, getting ready for the boat races. I don't know if they have any this evening, or is it Saturday and Sunday? If anybody knows, or Dave, if you're listening, text me and let me know. But we're going to be there on Saturday. We're going to be watching the races and having some fun with some local folks over there in Indian River. Now, one thing that you have to understand, and this is, I think, the premise. I think this is where Pastor Chatfield will be going in the second hour with this history lesson. God's divine providence. Did the candidates that needed to be on the ballot in order to take back the Republican majority in the House, in the state House, win on Tuesday? Did the right candidate win on Tuesday to be the next U.S. Senator? Did Congressman Jack Bergman win over Josh Saul, who gave it his all? He did everything he possibly could do. He tried to raise money. He went to every event in the first district that he could go to. He pointed out the Bergman machine, and he didn't win. Was that God's divine providence so that Jack Bergman could, in fact, beat the Democrat, Cali Barr, in November? Could Josh Saul have beaten her? We don't know. What we do know is the candidates won. Now it's their responsibility to win in November. They have to make their case. Like Nancy and so many others who texted me into the show and after the show yesterday, I got one text message. I felt like I was gut punched when I heard the results on your show on Wednesday. None of the candidates that I voted for won. Many said they want to give up. They don't want to vote for the candidates who won in November. They said, you know what? I'm done. I'm taking the rest of the summer off. I'm taking the fall off. And I'm going deer hunting in November. A couple of guys said they'll be bow hunting. May not even vote. May not even vote. With absentee ballots, 9 days of early voting, you're not even going to vote for president of the United States. If you don't vote in November, folks, if the turnout on the Republican side, the conservative side, is low, well, I hate to say this, but Kamala Harris will be the first woman president. I'll give her that title. At least she's a woman, I think. And I think she thinks she's a woman. I'm going to be very proud of the fact that she did something that Hillary Clinton could not do, become the first woman president. If in fact that's the case, well, we'll see. Because if we don't turn out en masse to support Donald Trump, Kamala Harris becomes president. And you have to understand something. According to our Constitution, she could be president for 8 years, 2 terms as president. Per our Constitution, she's only been vice president under Biden for 4. I can't even fathom what she would do to this country in 8 years. She's already talking about banning firearms with an executive order within the first 100 days. Patriot rock star Mark Farner sent me a video that I'm going to watch later tonight. I cannot even imagine what they are trying to force us to do. This liberal, communist, progressive, socialist, Jamie Raskins, he's a U.S. congressman. He's already put out a statement that if Donald Trump wins the election, they are going to try to push on January 6, 2025, remember January 6 of 2021, the protesters, the rioters, the insurrection that took place in Washington, D.C. to prevent Vice President Pence certifying the Electoral College results, making Biden the winner and president to be sworn in on January 20th of 2021. This Jamie Raskins says that if Donald Trump wins, they are going to try to prove on January 6th somewhat of a political, constitutional insurrection. That because of Donald Trump's felony convictions, he can't serve as president and be sworn in on January 20th of 2025. What are they almost pushing us to do? A civil war? The right to bear arms? If Donald Trump wins the election and they try a procedural tactic on January 6, 2025 from preventing him from being sworn in on January 20th, what, they want a civil war to break out? the Patriots may pick up arms, attempting to assassinate people. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. This is what these videos are saying. Bring in the military as a way to kill people that are bearing arms against their tyrannical government. You see what's going on in Venezuela right now over their election? You're saying that couldn't possibly happen here. And not only bringing in the military, telling them to shoot to kill, a way to confiscate the firearms, kill the uprisers in order to install Kamala Harris as president on January 20th of 2025. The theories are just going crazy out there on these blog video posts. People are sending them to me, and I'm going, this is almost insanity, folks. Speculation, conspiracy theories, I see them all. I don't talk about that many of them. This is not the Alex Jones show, which we used to carry on our old radio station years ago. Not going to talk about those. What we're going to talk about is being serious as a heart attack about getting out the vote. We have the 11 questions to ask people. This card started back in February, 9 months to ask 11 people 11 questions. We have those cards. Go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on donate. Donate $25. We'll ship you the 100 of these cards so that you can pass them out to 100 people. You yourself could impact the thinking of 1,100 voters for a $25 investment. We're not making any money on this at all. Postage has gone up. Printing costs has gone up. It doesn't matter. For a $25 donation, you could impact 1,100 voters. And if they share the card after they read it to 11 people and ask them to share it with people to ask those 11 questions, exponentially, it goes up even more from there. These are quality printed on good quality stock, kind of a glossy finish that you can literally pour coffee on it, doesn't hurt it. We're going to promote these cards, folks, over the next 30, 45 days to get rid of them, to get them out there so that you can share them with people. You get 100 cards, you pass them out to 100 people. Ask them to ask 11 people these 11 questions. You got to think about this intellectually. Just because our candidates did not win doesn't mean we give up. My primary focus is to make dang sure Donald Trump defeats Kamala Harris on November 5th. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, federal prosecutors